Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Hey, folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss, like, playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
If you're drinking a beverage right now, please spit it out immediately.
We have reason to believe someone threw his gum in it when you weren't looking.
And now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, folks. Thanks for tuning in. I've got something very special for you today. If you've been good, have you been good? Yes? Well, okay, then here it is. I, many times on this program, have interviewed someone I admire tremendously. I've read many of his books. He is a brilliant scientist who is the founder and president of Reasons to Believe. He has written many books talking about faith and science. I have used those books in my own life and in some of my own books. In the beginning of my Miracles book, I talk about the fine-tuned universe. Some of that comes from John Lennox's books. Some of that comes from Hugh Ross's books. Just tremendous mind, tremendous thinker. But he and his wife, Kathy, have now written a book called Always Be Ready, A Call to Adventurous Faith. Always Be Ready. The cover is a gorgeous cover. I just want the book because it looks so wonderful. But I now have as my guest Dr. Hugh Ross. Hugh Ross, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for you're in Covina, California, I'm told. Where is Covina, California?
Oh, it's about 15 miles north and east of downtown Los Angeles.
All right then. Well, this is not a typical book for you. Always Be Ready, A Call to Adventurous Faith. First of all, tell us, what is this book?
Well, it's a book fundamentally based on 1 Peter 3:15. Always be prepared with good reasons for the hope that you have in Jesus Christ. Share those reasons with gentleness and respect. And if you do that, God will supernaturally bring people to you that he has prepared in advance to hear and respond to your reasons. And, you know, people ask me, why'd you wait so long to bring this book out? I mean, I've been an evangelist for the past four decades. And it's like I wanted to give people first those good reasons. And so I published 17 books kind of laying out what I think are some really good reasons for adult Americans today to respond to the Christian faith. And this book is kind of like a capstone to that. We're saying, if you've got those good reasons under your belt, you're now prepared to see God do miracles in your life, to bring people to you that he's prepared to hear and respond. And I speak on seminary campuses a lot, and I'm running into a lot of seminary professors who believe the book of Acts ended with the first century. That's not my experience. The book of Acts is happening today in the lives of Christians who actively share their faith. Moreover, when you look at the book of Acts, there's no conclusion. It just ends. So that tells me, it implies that this is the norm for the Christian life that's walking in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Okay, now I just want to interrupt for folks who aren't tracking. What you mean, I think, is that the book of Acts talks about the early church, the church right after Jesus ascends into heaven, and he gives us the gift of his Holy Spirit, and we see miracle after miracle after miracle, healings and all kinds of things. And as a result of those miracles, people come to faith in Jesus.
Right.
But there are a lot of people, often they call themselves cessationists, who say, you know what, that ended once we got the Bible itself, all that stuff ended, all the miracles and stuff. And people like you and me know that that can't be right, because we've experienced miracles, we've experienced them, and we know tons of people who've experienced them, and we're not dumb. We're careful. We're not we're not inclined to be fooled. We want to know, is it really Jesus? And we come to the conclusion it is, and so we want to talk about those kinds of things. But you're a man of science, so you particularly don't take these kinds of things lightly. You're very critical in how you judge these things. So I'm dying to know, when you talk about this, when you talk about having experienced these sorts of things, what are you talking about? Give us some examples of what you mean.
Well, for example, I took a young man who was a brand new Christian, and we were just going cold turkey, knocking on people's doors, wanting to share the Christian faith with them. And this was an evening where we knocked on 20 doors. Nobody was home, or they wouldn't answer the door. And we said, okay, we're going to do one more. And it was a really dark place and overgrown with bushes. We opened the gate, and there was a big German shepherd dog there. And it turned out it was a 5-acre estate. And so the dog ushered us in the dark all the way to the front door. We knock on the front door. The man opens the door and says, how did you get here? And we said, well, your dog showed us the way. And he said, didn't you guys see the sign at the gate? It's lit. And it's a big sign. He said, no, we didn't see a sign. He says, that sign would have warned you that this dog is trained to attack anybody who dares to open the gate. Did he bark? I said, no, he didn't bark. He's trained to bark at anybody who comes close to the gate. And but then he looked at us quizzically and said, you two wouldn't be Christians, would you? And we said, yes. And I said, well, why did you ask? He says, because my wife and my three children and I have been praying this evening that God would send us Christians to show us how we could become Christians. He invited us into the house. He asked a whole lot of questions. He had some doubts that he needed to get taken care of. Bottom line was, the entire family committed their lives to Jesus Christ that night while the dog was sitting beside me. And their comment was, the dog never sits beside a stranger. And so they took us out to the gate, and there was this big sign warning us that there was a trained attack dog on the premises. And the young man that was with me said, this is just like the book of Acts. God blinded us to the sign. God's spirit took control of the dog. The dog ushered us all the way to the front door. He said, we would have never found the front door without the dog. And the dog never barked. And the five people in the house said, because of our dog, we knew we had to listen to every word you said.
I mean, that is straight up nuts. That's my favorite kind of story. I love that. Now, I have to ask you, they weren't Christians, but they were praying, you said, that God would show them how to become Christians. Did you get any background on that? Because, you know, typically people who aren't Christians aren't praying along those lines.
Well, they have been going through some family struggles and issues that are typical of people who are not followers of Christ, and they knew they needed something. And they heard about Christianity, but they didn't understand much about it, and so they literally got together, all five of them as a family, and said, you know, God, please send us somebody. And right that very night, he sent two people to them.
I find this, the story of the dog, that's hilarious. I thought you were going to say, and they shot the dog because he hadn't done all the things they trained him to do. Thanks a lot, dog. We trained you to bark. You didn't bark. We trained you to do these things. He didn't do any of that stuff. But I think that they saw that he was listening to a higher authority, let's put it that way. That's crazy. Now, that happened in California.
That happened in California, but the book is filled with stories where it's not just my stories, but the stories of other believers, literally all over the world. And, you know, my passion as a pastor is that every Christian would have these kinds of experiences. And I basically tell people, you want to see God perform miracles? Here's a guaranteed way to see God perform miracles in your life. Prepare good reasons, develop that gentleness and respect in sharing those reasons, you'll see God doing amazing things. And this isn't just a one-off story. It happens hundreds of times. I tell people, when it happens the first 6 times, you might think it's all a coincidence, but after 300 or 400 times, you realize this is the Holy Spirit at work.
So you've experienced this sort of thing many, many times.
Many, many times. In fact, I got one chapter just on airplane stories. And virtually every time I get on an airplane, God opens up an experience. And one thing that tells me that this really is God's miraculous hand, over half the people I share my faith with on airplanes either have a doctorate in one of the sciences or they have a doctorate in theology. And you and I know that doesn't make up half the American population. It's just that God knows who I am. He knows who they are. He puts us together. A friend of mine came out of the Mormon faith, and he says, it's amazing how many times I'm on an airplane and I'm sitting beside a Mormon or an ex-Mormon. God knows your background. He knows their background. He puts people together.
It's so beautiful, and it's so particularly encouraging to hear this from you, Dr. Hugh Ross, because you really are a man of science who has used his mind for many decades very carefully, very precisely. You're not sloppy when it comes to this kind of thing. So it's really exciting to me you've written this book. We'll be right back, folks. The book is Always Be Ready by Hugh Ross, written with his wife, Kathy Ross. It's a call to adventurous faith. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Don't go away.
Mary, Mary, where are you going to?
And not to mention the shedding. I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hello, I'm Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist at the Oxford Club. We're one of the oldest financial clubs in the nation with more than 140,000 members. And our audited track record shows we're one of the few groups whose recommendations have outperformed the market for the last 20 years. The reason? Our approach is unique. We ignore the mainstream financial media. We don't listen to politicians. And we really don't care about analyst rating. Those things are a waste of time. There's only one thing you need to know to do very well in the stock market. And that is find great stocks with breakthrough products, record revenue, and very happy shareholders. With that in mind, I've uncovered my highest rated stock of the year. It's a company that brings in more revenue than IBM, Facebook, and even Google. And they're set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. And yet, the stock is available for just $3 a share. Go to onestockretirement.com to learn more about this opportunity. Again, that's onestockretirement.com.
Paging Rhonda Howard, maiden name Jensen. See the agent at gate 6.
These days, it seems like we're hearing about another data breach all the time.
Jose Navarro, login JONAV03, gate 6, please.
And if your private info has been breached, it's almost like it's being broadcast to identity thieves.
Brenda Lawson, bank account number 0040891, report to gate 6.
Good thing there's LifeLock identity theft protection to detect a wide range of threats you might miss on your own. If there's a problem, a U.S.-based specialist will work to fix it.
Travis Matthews, social security number 55168...
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps look out for you, whether or not your information is exposed in a breach. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code SMART at LifeLock.com. That's promo code SMART for 25% off. Terms apply.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. There are over 400 programs in the Prager store, and now by becoming a Pragertopia Unlimited member, you can listen to every program in the store. Courses, lectures, show segments, even my Torah teachings. Almost everything I've ever recorded over the last 20 years, over 1,000 hours of program. Of course, Pragertopia Unlimited members get every radio show since 2009 as well. All commercial free on demand. Wow. No, this is a big deal. This is truly a big deal, if I'm allowed to say that about my own work. For a limited time, it's only $119 for an entire year to join Pragertopia Unlimited. Get to listen to every show in the Prager store, every lecture I've given, every course. And you'll get a coupon for 50% off the Rational Bible, Genesis, which is autographed. I put my life into these works. They're meant to change your life, open up your mind, and they make a spectacular gift. Go to Pragertopia.com and sign up. Pragertopia Unlimited.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? We could float among the stars together, you and I. For we can fly.
Hey there, folks. We can fly. We together. But not right now. I'm trying to do a radio show. Folks, this is a really miracle Monday. So if you're not listening to this on a Monday, it doesn't matter. But we do these shows on Monday where there are a preponderance of miracles in the narrative, where my guest has wonderful stories that he or she wants to tell. I love this kind of stuff. I think we all need to know that, you know, the God that I claim to believe in and claim to follow is alive and doing stuff now and wants to do things in all of our lives. I think we need to understand that if God's not doing that, why bother? At least that's my takeaway. I have a real privilege to have as my guest today Dr. Hugh Ross. The book is Always Be Ready, A Call to Adventurous Faith. Dr. Ross, welcome back. I love these stories, I have to tell you, and I just want to know if there's another story you might be willing to share, because it's just so encouraging to hear these things.
Well, I've got hundreds of stories, but one I'll share with you is I did some ministry in Australia and in Canada, long flights, came back, and I had a clot in my widowmaker artery, and so they had to do surgery to bypass that clot. Clot's cleared. I'm fine now.
A clot in your widowmaker artery? That doesn't sound like a good clot, Dr. Ross.
Yeah, but they did surgery. But I wound up spending 3.5 days in the hospital. And while I was there, I got visited by 5 chaplains. I later found out nobody gets more than a single chaplain visit. But I got 5 chaplains visiting me. The first 4 that visited me, I found out they were not believers. So I said, well, you know, you're a chaplain, and yet you don't believe that the Bible is the Word of God. And they said, yeah, science proves that it can't be the Word of God.
Well, forgive me, but why are they chaplains if they don't believe the basics of the Bible?
I asked them that question. They said, well, my job is just to give some compassion and reassurance. But I said, isn't it difficult to give reassurance if there's nothing beyond this life that you can offer to reassure them? And they said, well, I just don't believe. And I said, well, why don't you believe? And they said, well, it's because of science. Science contradicts the Bible. And I said, well, have you ever talked to a scientist who actually thinks that the Bible is the inspired, inerrant Word of God? And they said, we don't think such an individual exists.
Uh-oh. Get ready for the punchline. Here it is.
And I was in a public ward, so there was other patients listening to all this. But I wound up talking to 4 different chaplains for whom their big issue about the Christian faith was a scientific, what they thought was a scientific contradiction. I got to talk to each of them for over an hour, got to give them my book, Navigating Genesis. And so they walked away with that. The 5th chaplain that visited me was a believer. And he was one that told me, nobody gets 5 chaplain visits. This is an outright miracle that you got 5 in just the space of 3.5 days. And he says, I know those 4 chaplains. You've given me an opportunity to take each one of them out to lunch. Thank you for giving them your book. I'm going to follow up on each one of them.
Go ahead.
This is an accident. This is God pulling the strings.
But isn't it hilarious? I mean, there's so many things that are hilarious about this, but it's hilarious to me that there are chaplains who don't believe in the Bible, in the God of the Bible. What in the world are they doing? I mean, if we are all, you know, accidents, random mutations have evolved into us, and here we are, and life is utterly meaningless. What can somebody possibly say to comfort us except to, I mean, it seems to me that they would only just say some confused things, that they don't really have any comfort. what a hard job that would be to be a chaplain who doesn't believe in the God of the Bible.
Definitely, but I wound up doing a chaplain's conference once, and I heard that that's the case, that most chaplains really aren't believers.
It's almost the, like they think they're healthcare workers, or they're I don't know what they think of themselves as.
That's social workers, and they're trying to, you know, just listen to people, hear their pain, and you know people need that, but they need more than that.
Yeah, a little more than that. My goodness. Well, that's so cool. Well, what else is in this book? Always be ready. I mean, you say always be ready. A lot of people would say, oh, you know, I'm a Christian, but I don't know that I'm ready to share my faith. Maybe that makes me uncomfortable. I also feel intellectually ill-equipped to share. What do you say to those folks?
Well, you do need to be equipped. That's something I've noticed in the church I attend, is that people who feel they're not well-prepared, they don't share their faith. They're afraid they're going to be embarrassed. But that's why it says in 1 Peter 3:15, be prepared. Prepare good reasons for your hope. And so I like to just share with people who aren't sharing their faith, look, you need to get yourself educated on these issues, because God's going to give you opportunities if you're prepared. If you're not prepared, he's going to find someone else to go. But you need to be prepared. Moreover, you need to develop a demeanor of caring for people, being compassionate, gentle, and respectful. You know, people say, you know, how do you get a conversation started? I ask people questions. I mean, every person is different. You don't want to treat the unbeliever in a cookie-cutter fashion. You need to find out what kind of person you're talking to. And you're only going to find that out by asking questions. And incidentally, people like talking about themselves. So it's easy to get a conversation going. You indicate that you already care about them and then begin to ask them appropriate questions. And also, if you ask enough questions, eventually they ask you a question. Often that opens up a door. I mean, a lot of my airplane stories is just people overlooking my computer, seeing something I'm writing or a talk I'm preparing, and suddenly a crowd gathers around me, and I get to share with several people. And the book is filled with stories like that. But the key point is, it's not going to happen if you don't prepare yourself with the reasons that they need. May not be the reasons you need, but prepare reasons that the people around you need in order to be able to respond.
And when we say, when we talk about this idea that we're commanded in Scripture to be prepared, what would you suggest people do who aren't prepared? Because they're all different levels of preparation. There's some people that maybe they know the Bible, but they don't know how to argue, how to reason from it. There are other people that have no idea about the science that you talk about in your books. So what are some of the things that people can do to become prepared?
Well, no matter how well prepared you are, you should always have resources on your person. I mean, I carry a briefcase around me. It's filled with DVDs and books and booklets. And as I'm talking to someone, I figure, okay, what resource is going to really impact them the most? And people appreciate that you select something that's appropriate to their questions. So you want to have a variety of resources at your disposal. And, you know, that'll help you. Like, for example, if you forget something crucial, well, hey, here's something you can read. Put your contact information. If you got questions about this, feel free to contact me. We can talk about it. And these days, you've got phone, you've got Skype, you've got Zoom. There's ways of having really personal contact across the country, even months after you've given the resource out. And I find that happens to me personally. I'll be contacted by someone maybe a year after I met them on an airplane and gave them a booklet to look at. And then they suddenly call me up and they got questions, or they approach me on Facebook or Twitter with their questions. You know, we live in an amazing world today. I'm actually leading more people to faith in Christ through social media than I am through my public speaking. That wouldn't have happened 50 years ago. And I believe this is all God's hand. He's the one behind it all.
Well, I love the idea that you're talking about how you do it. I've done something similar. I often will have a copy of my miracles book with me or something like that. Or I will send people to my website or to Socrates in the City or to, there's so many great websites. I Am Second is terrific. I think it's valuable to have, as you say, to be prepared with that, whether it's a card with these things written down or something, because there are people that are hungry. I mean, I think the problem, Dr. Ross, is that we often feel that people are hostile. They don't want to hear it. It's annoying. But what you're really saying is that God can and does sometimes put us directly in the path of someone who is hungry, someone who wants what it is that we have, by God's grace, discovered and possess. And I think we need to be more hopeful, thinking that there are people out there that they really are hungry for this.
They really are hungry. As it says, God's written eternity in the heart of every human being. Everybody, even the most hardened atheist, has a sense that there's something beyond this life. But this is why 1 Peter says gentleness, respect, and a pure conscience. Often the unbeliever we're talking to is expecting us to be hostile. So we get a hostile reaction because they're anticipating hostility. But we can diffuse that by showing compassion, gentleness, and respect. And I've seen many an atheist start off with a very angry demeanor towards me. But after 20 minutes go by, they suddenly melt. They're listening.
I love it. Forgive me. We're going to go to a quick break here. We'll be right back, folks. I'm talking to Dr. Hugh Ross. The book is Always Be Ready. If you're unhappy and you don't know how,
why don't you look into Jesus? With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The House has moved toward approval of a non-binding measure limiting President Trump's ability to take military action against Iran. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy points out that the Democrats' resolution, even if approved, does not have the force of law. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will soon transmit the articles of impeachment against President Trump. Pelosi facing mounting pressure from Republicans and some Democrats to quit delaying the president's trial in the Senate. Two U.S. officials say it is highly likely that an Iranian anti-aircraft missile downed a Ukrainian jetliner late Tuesday, killing all 176 people on board. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says evidence indicates that it was an Iranian missile that downed the jetliner, but it may have been unintentional. The Dow up 191 points, the Nasdaq ahead 64. This is SRN News.
Don't let your home be invaded this season with rats and mice. Keep them away the most humane way with Plug-In Pest Free, 100% chemical-free, totally safe for your family and pets, and environmentally friendly. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that has been scientifically tested and consumer-proven since 1995. Now that's fair dinkum. With a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year manufacturer's warranty, what have you got to lose? Stop inviting unwanted rodents and pests in with baits. Say goodbye to traps and start saving money today with Plug-In Pest Free. Order yours now at gopestfree.com and save 20% with promo code PEST20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Are you ready to start saving money? Gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings, but I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Reinventing yourself in the new year is hard, but giving your home an upgrade is easy, thanks to Blinds.com. From cellular shades to wood blinds to Roman shades and more. Go to Blinds.com now through January 14th and save up to 40%. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. That's up to 40% off. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. Blinds.com, promo code PRAGER. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'll say goodbye to all my sorrow. And by tomorrow, I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City.
Hey, folks, I am Eric Metaxas, and I'm talking to my guest for this hour, Dr. Hugh Ross. He's the author of many books on science and faith, but the book I'm holding in my hand right now is called Always Be Ready, A Call to Adventurous Faith. And Dr. Ross, I've just got to ask you, there's a chapter in this book where you sort of reprise many of the reasons. In other words, you've written many, many books. Your ministry is called Reasons to Believe, and you help equip people. But in this book, you give the shorthand, the crib notes, in a sense, in one of the chapters. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. I mean, I've written 17 books about scientific evidence for the Christian faith and for the accuracy of what the Bible says about science, history, and geography. And one of the things we do at Reasons to Believe is we make available free chapters of our books that really helps if I'm talking to somebody in a grocery line or at the bank, and they're interested in something I'm speaking about. Says you can get a free chapter that answers your questions. Go to reasons.org/Ross. You can get a free chapter of Always Be Ready, the chapter on my airplane stories, by going to reasons.org/Ross. That way, even if I don't have resources on me, I can take them to a place where they can at least get an idea, hey, there really are solid reasons for my faith. But yeah, I did put a chapter in Always Be Ready where I give a quick summary. The evidence, for example, that there must be a causal agent beyond space and time that created our universe, that establishes deism. The fine-tuning argument you talked about establishes that this God that transcends space and time must be a personal being. And the latest books I'm writing is basically making the point every component of the universe, Earth, and Earth's life, and every event in universe, Earth, and Earth's life plays a role in making possible the redemption of billions of human beings from their sin and evil and enter into an eternal relationship with the Creator. And it's something you see in the Bible. God begins his works of redemption before he creates anything, implying that everything that God creates has a redemptive purpose. In fact, I've been sharing with my scientist peers who are not Christians, saying, just try this test. Do your scientific research from a Christian redemptive perspective and see if it doesn't make you a more successful scientist. See if it doesn't assist you in making more scientific discoveries. And it's a wonderful way just to kind of get them thinking, maybe this stuff really is true.
Give us an example so we can understand what you mean by that from a scientific point of view. The idea of redemption and science, typically people don't think of those together.
Well, for example, I just produced a new talk where I talk about how God is the ultimate dart player, how he throws these darts at planet Earth, basically asteroids, giant asteroids that hit the Earth of just the right composition, just the right time, at just the right place to make possible a brief era where billions of us human beings can live and thrive and develop the technology where we can quickly communicate the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ. Three asteroids struck the Earth in the last 2.5 million years, and if those three hadn't hit at just the right time and just the right place, and if they weren't composed of just the right chemicals, we wouldn't be here today. So it's basically making the point, like, everything that you see in the history of the universe, Earth, and Earth's life actually does play a role.
But I'm going to push you to explain that, because I have not heard of these three asteroids and how they have had any effect on where we are and who we are. Do you mind going into that? That's just fascinating.
Well, I'll try to be brief. I mean, there's an asteroid that struck below the south tip of South America 2.5 million years ago. It struck in 17,000 feet of ocean water, but it created a cloud of aerosols that blocked out the light of the sun to a sufficient degree that it actually transformed the Earth from being ice-free into being covered with ice, where we have an ice age cycle. And you can't feed billions of human beings unless we live in an ice age cycle. I mean, the food that we eat today is a result of ice left over from the last ice age, melting and watering the great agricultural plains. The ice age cycle also establishes regular fertilization events, which makes our plains fertile enough to grow all this food. But none of that would happen if we didn't have three asteroids that struck the Earth to cool the Earth down sufficiently to make this possible. And the last asteroid struck 12,800 years ago, which prevented the ice age cycle from driving the temperature up to a peak where it would melt the polar ice cap and drop us into quickly into another ice age. Instead of that happening, this asteroid hit northwest Greenland and actually prevented the temperature from going up to that peak and actually initiated 9,500 years of extreme climate stability, which is exactly what we need in the context of an ice age cycle for billions of us to live here at one time and develop the technology where the message of redemption could go to all the people groups of the world.
I can't help but be stunned that I've never heard any of this and that I get to hear it from you on my own show. Have you written about this? Where have you written about this specifically?
Well, I introduced the topic in a book you interviewed me on, Improbable Planet. But within a few months, I'm coming with a new book that goes into these, because these asteroid things were just discovered literally months ago. So I got a new book coming out where I basically make the point, you know, we can drive the point even more securely that every event and every component in the universe, Earth and Earth's life, plays a role in making possible our existence today. It's ubiquitous. It's everywhere. In fact, I just produced a new talk saying even the distribution of super galaxy clusters in the far distant universe plays a role in making our existence possible.
Hang on a moment there. We're going to go to another break. Folks, you want to check out reasons.org. You cannot believe this stuff. Check it out. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Not only do we have great grills, but also the best hot patio heaters. We are the nationwide distributor for Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters, the very best patio heater that you can get. The Bromic heaters use the same radiant burner technology as our Solaire infrared grills, so they heat up fast and keep you warm so you can enjoy your backyard grill and outdoor living spaces into the night and all year round. Bromic heaters have stylish contemporary designs that fit perfectly in backyard and restaurant patios. We have gas and electric models to suit most installation needs and a portable gas heater that directs the heat where you want it, not the bushes and walls like the mushroom heaters. For top quality performance and aesthetics, you want Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters and Solaire Infrared Grills. Learn about these amazing grills and heaters at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com, besthotgrill.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
I tell you, chum, it's time to come blow your horn.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to my friend Dr. Hugh Ross, always absolutely fascinating to talk to him. He's a brilliant scientist who's also a man of profound faith. He combines these two things in most of his books and his talks. You can go to reasons.org to find out all kinds of stuff. But I have him on the line in his studio. I'm in my studio, and we can talk with the magic of Skype. I have to ask you, Dr. Ross, when you talk about, you said you're writing a new book and that this information on these three asteroids is fairly new information. So when did we discover this? Because it's very fascinating.
Well, the latest, the one that hit northwest Greenland, that was discovered a little less than a year ago. But it will be in my next book. And there was a lot of skepticism because people said there's no way an asteroid a mile in diameter could have escaped our attention and create a huge crater. We don't see the crater. The crater was 3,000 feet below the ice of North Greenland. That's why we hadn't found it. It took a NASA plane going over with ice-penetrating radar to say, wow, there's a crater there 30 kilometers across. And they did some research. They were able to date it and actually explains why we have this episode of extreme climate stability in the midst of an ice age cycle. But that's what it takes for us to exist.
It's just stunning. And what it makes me think, what a lot of your work has made me think, but particularly this now, is that the more science we know, the more we learn from science, the more proof we have for the God of the Bible, not less. It's the exact opposite of what we've been hearing in our lifetimes, that the more science we know, the less need we have for God. Precisely the opposite. It must be embarrassing for some scientists who cling to an atheist worldview.
Well, that's kind of the theme of always be ready, because, you know, when I do talk to strangers, I just make that point that the more we learn from the record of nature, the more evidence we uncover for the supernatural handiwork of God. And they say, give me some examples. So I typically give them examples that have been discovered just a week or a month ago, making the point literally every day we get a stronger case for the Christian faith than we had before. I mean, that's what my Twitter site's all about. I give people, hey, here's a research paper that just got published. Here's a link. Check it out for yourself. And you know, that's a theme you see in Psalms and Job, that the more we learn about nature, the more evidence we'll see for God's supernatural handiwork. That's another place where you're guaranteed to see miracles. Often when I speak on a university campus, I tell the skeptics there, if you're not convinced today, wait 1 month. And just watch what happens as these scientific papers are published.
Do you ever wonder or think that we are in the last days? Because this kind of evidence is not something that we've had throughout our history. It's really only in the last 50 or so years, roughly, that you see this accumulation of evidence. And it seems to be accelerating, which would lead me to believe that we're going to some kind of end point, some omega point where it just becomes undeniable to those who have an open mind.
Well, you see that in Daniel 12:4, that at the time of the end, we'll see knowledge explode everywhere over the world. But you also see the book of Ezekiel that the greater the pride of a human generation, the more evidence God provides. And I think you could argue that we're living at a time when humans are exhibiting more pride than they ever have before. So God's punching through that with a huge amount of new scientific evidence.
I think you're right. I mean, it really is extraordinary. The fine-tuned universe, again, I just wrote two chapters in my book Miracles on it, and of course that's just the skating across the surface, but I discovered this first when I was reading your stuff in the 90s, and then Dr. John Lennox writes about this kind of thing, and it just becomes overwhelming and shocking that the world doesn't know. And then when I put these arguments out there, you know, the hit back, the people who just don't want to hear this, and they come up with really convoluted, sad arguments against it. It is a strange thing because it does seem rather clear, but they seem to want to concoct ways around it, and often are simply very dismissive. They don't really have the arguments. I know that Stephen Meyer, whom I expect you know, is almost done with a book called The Return of the God Hypothesis, which talks about this, that science more and more and more is pointing in this direction. But you wouldn't know about it from watching the mainstream media, from watching any media, really, unless people go to reasons.org or maybe listen to this program once in a while.
Well, I have 50 books in my office written by astronomers and physicists who aren't believers about this fine-tuning. I mean, you've got Paul Davies, for example, an agnostic physicist, who says the evidence is overwhelming for fine-tuning design. And so people who study this, regardless of their religious background or theology, recognize that there are these signatures of design. And what I've been noticing lately, too, when I debate atheist scientists, they're appealing to non-empirical arguments for their faith. Because 100% of the actual evidence, the physical evidence, supports a theistic worldview. And so they're saying, well, let's speculate about what we don't know. But that's not a good way to live your life, to base your life on things that we don't know. I always encourage people in those kinds of debates, let's look at what we do know. I mean, it'd be foolish, for example, to marry a woman that you've never met or don't know. You know, let's base our evidence on what we know. And if you want to see that, there's actually a debate you can watch on YouTube. It's between me and the British chemist, Peter Atkins. And you get to see how, you know, he's an atheist chemist. I'm a Christian astrophysicist. How we respond to that evidence.
I just find it funny and particularly painfully ironic that you have scientists moving away from empirical evidence. I mean, doesn't that tell you everything? They abandon the scientific method and everything supposedly that modern science is based on because they're conclusions that make them uncomfortable. It's a bizarre thing, but they seem to leap in the direction of what might conceivably be possible rather than, you know, take the conclusion seriously of what is probably almost certainly possible. We're going to go to another break. We'll be right back with Dr. Hugh Ross. The new book is Always Be Ready, and the website, you've got to check it out, reasons.org. There's a lot of people that they heard us. We were raising money for Christian Solidarity International, and that ended January 1st. But we found out from the people who are at Christian Solidarity International that they would like us to continue this month. So CSI, they have a network on the ground. It's like an underground railroad situation. And they are one by one rescuing these people. Now, if you have a phone, and most people do, I'm going to give you the phone number. You can always go to MetaxasTalk.com. That's the easiest. Go to MetaxasTalk.com, and it gives you all the details. It tells you much more about the situation. But if you just have a phone, you can do this right now. You can give whatever small amount or big amount. It doesn't matter. We just want everyone to have the feeling that they have participated in this. This is real. It's an amazing opportunity. 888-253-3522.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others across the country. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's LoneStarTransfer.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Speaking on the Senate floor, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi needs to turn over the two articles of impeachment.
The Senate will move forward next week with the business of our people. We will operate on the assumption that House Democrats are too embarrassed to ever move forward.
Pelosi said today she will soon transmit the articles to the Senate. Many on Capitol Hill expect the impeachment trial to begin next week. Forecasters say a storm system approaching a handful of southern states is looking more and more menacing now. Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, and Oklahoma will be at an enhanced threat of storms Friday that could include strong tornadoes and flooding rains. The Dow is ahead 195 points, and the NASDAQ is up 63. This is SRN News.
Thinking about life insurance? Did you know in just a few minutes you can find the best price from up to 10 price competitive companies for free? You can with SelectQuote. For example, George is 39. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $22 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323. 800-494-2323. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, folks, I am talking to Dr. Hugh Ross. Always a joy for me to do that. Dr. Ross, there's something from your book where I think it's quoting you. It says, "The face of the man roiled with emotion. Oddly, a wave of peace and calm washed over me. An inner voice assured me no one would be harmed and showed me a man in desperate need of someone to listen and point him gently to the only one who could heal the wounds in his soul." Did that happen to you?
Yes, I knocked on this door, and there's a man that opened the door, and he had a loaded gun pointing right at me. And
when were you going to bring that up? That's I think we should have led with that. Are you kidding? So you're knocking on doors, trying to share your faith, and a man is pointing a loaded gun at you? No kidding?
No kidding. And but I just had this sense that I was in no risk or danger. So I just began to talk to him. Says, who do you think I am? He says, "I thought you were an undercover police officer." I said, "If I was a police officer, what would you have done?" He said, "I would have blown you away." But when he found out I wasn't a police officer, he waved me in with his gun into his home. I sat down. The gun was still on the table. And it took me a half hour to persuade him to put the gun to the side. But he told me his story. He had been hurt. A lot of neighbors had called the police on him. And so just listening to his story, turns out he was really open to the message I had to come with him. And he invited me back several times, got to talk to some of his relatives. And none of that would have happened if I'd run away from that door when that gun was pointed at me. And again, it wasn't me. The Holy Spirit told me, "You've got nothing to fear. Just stay calm." And it was my calm demeanor that really reassured him that I was not someone there to threaten him.
We hear extremely rarely, if ever, of Christians like you going door to door, knocking on doors. It's a bold thing. It's a beautiful thing. I've never done anything quite like that. Is this something that folks in your church do? Because this is a wonderful thing. It seems somehow quaint and old-fashioned and beautiful, and we don't live in a time where you hear about this kind of thing.
Well, I trained the people in the church, look, we have to go out without any ulterior motive. We're not going to mention our church. If they ask us questions, we can invite them to a Bible study that's in their neighborhood. But we were basically there making ourselves available to find out, number one, we'd ask them questions to see where, what kind of spiritual state they were in, made ourselves available to answer questions. You know, on a typical Saturday afternoon, we'd be maybe getting to three doors because people were so hungry to talk to us. And literally every time we did that, our teams would see people come to faith in Christ. There were weekends when we saw more than a dozen come to Christ. We wound up planting a church as a result of just going door to door in this one neighborhood. We wound up planting six Bible studies and said, we need to get these Bible studies together. And you know what would happen is we would lead someone to Christ, and they say, could you come back next Saturday? I want to invite my friends to hear what you got to say. So again, just like what you see in the book of Acts. But it's only going to happen if you're prepared to go and if you're prepared to share the reasons that they need.
I love this. We're out of time, but Dr. Hugh Ross, it's my privilege to get to talk to you and to share you with my guests. Thank you for your new book, Always Be Ready. I hope folks will get a copy of that, and I hope everyone will go to your website, reasons.org. There is a ton of great stuff there that will encourage you and equip you. Dr. Ross, God bless you. Thanks again.
Oh, you're very welcome. And they can go to reasons.org/Ross and get a free chapter.
Reasons.org/Ross. Check it out. There's a lot of people that they heard us. We were raising money for Christian Solidarity International, and that ended January 1st. But we found out from the people who are at Christian Solidarity International that they would like us to continue this month. I'm going to give you the phone number. You can always go to MetaxasTalk.com. That's the easiest. Go to MetaxasTalk.com, and it gives you all the details. It tells you much more about the situation. But if you just have a phone, 888-253-3522.